it's going to get. Hey, let's see, you got a couple minutes till the Liberty Net starts. I'm KG4ZXNIC, and this is the Wednesday night Liberty Net, ladies and gentlemen. And we're taking check-ins, early check-ins. Anyone else out there, good evening.
Whiskey 2, Golf India, Oscar.
Okay, let's see if I got that right. Whiskey 2, Bravo, something, Oscar. Give me a call up here.
Golf, Whiskey India, 2, Golf.
Oscar.
India, Oscar, W2GIO, Frank in Fishkill, New York. Go ahead.
Hey, good deal. Hey, thank you there, Mr. Frank. I knew who it was. I was just getting sidetracked on getting everything together. Hey, stand by one second. Hey, Mr. Frank, we got you on the logger, and thanks, Bob, for running the logger there. I see everything's showing up quite nicely, so good deal. And thanks, Mr. Frank, for being there. Let's see, you're looking like number four on the list tonight. So how's things up in Fishkill?
Oh, very good. I'm paying attention to what's going on and getting more information left and right. So, you know, it's always good to keep on keeping on. Go ahead.
Hey, Roger, on keep on keeping on. Well, you know, that's been my whole objective this week. Try to put off the fake news and focus on the reality side. And that's I've been monitoring this radio pretty much most of the week in accordance to finding out anything that may be you know, coming up that stays off the internet, you know, get some hands-on opinions from individual hams, and that's what makes it worthwhile. Hey, thanks, Frank, and it's good to hear you in there, and let's see if anybody else is in there. So thanks, Frank, you, and we'll get back to you too. W2GIO got you in there. This microphone's sticking on me, so sorry about that. I was trying to continue talking while the mic was still stuck there. All right, this is the Wednesday night Liberty Net, ladies and gentlemen. Calling CQ, calling CQ. Who else is out there? Yeah, I gotta love this microphone. It's one of them old store-bought ones, and should I say anymore? It's sort of like everything else around here, jacked up. This is Liberty Net, ladies and gentlemen. I'm KG4ZXE, and it is Wednesday night, so we're taking check-ins. Anyone else out there would like to join us tonight, call sign, please.
KG0RSA.
Well, hello, Mr. Mo, KD0RSA. How's things out in Nebraska, Mr. Mo?
Oh, pretty good. We had very nice weather today.
I didn't watch that
monkey business too much either. I did see some of it. It looked like a storm to me. Anyway, we know it's all crooked. Anyway, this is just kind of a jokey sort of a thing. Three, four days ago, I heard that Poland over there in Europe had a temperature down to 82 below. Now I had it on my mind, now I can't think of his name. He back in Asia times, he captured all them countries over there, and he got up into Poland, and it got cold like that, and it stopped his army. History says to keep Napoleon occupied while the winter, until the winter cleared, and so he could move on. One of the sergeants in the Polish army had a very good looking wife, and so they they had Napoleon Company. So he wouldn't get so upset up there in the wintertime. That kind of might sound like
one more flight.
Can I get away with one more flight?
Hey, Roger, Roger, Mr. Mo. Well, thanks for being here tonight, and yeah, And that's the way it goes, ladies and gentlemen. This is KG4.
With one more fart. Can I get away with one more fart?
You're doing about 20 overnight here in Ohio. You're making the trip with no problem.
Sugarcoat it beyond that point, because that's just the way it has been going lately. And
my New York credentials, and they are as follows. I was born on this island, Manhattan Island. Therefore, I was born in New York City, New York County, and New York State.
Rudolph Giuliani, an Italian from Brooklyn. 3rd Infantry Division out of...
Now, let's have a little fun here tonight. Let's do the show that I was planning on. And it starts by me explaining to you. I don't talk about myself very much in my show. You know, it's really not my style. But I had an incident in traffic recently that I think I ought to tell you about. I'm not going to tell you about me or no words. I drive kind of recklessly. I take a lot of chances. I never remember vehicles, and I don't believe in traffic laws. So I tend to have quite a high number of traffic accidents. And last week, I either ran over a sheep or I ran over a small man wearing a sheepskin coat. And I don't know because I didn't stop.
Somebody, I run somebody over. 143 cars, I believe they said. So anyway, that's still one too many. I hate to see anyone get killed in a car wreck. Okay.
Now, I'm looking for a little fun when I can't be stopping. Well, let's just sort of let's be logical about it. If you do stop at the scene of the accident, all you do is add to the confusion. These people you ran over have enough troubles of their own.
So now you can make things worse.
Leave people alone. They've just been in a major traffic accident. Be glad it wasn't you. And I'll give you a practical reason not to stop.
You need a practical reason?
If you do stop, sooner or later the police are going to show up. Is that what you want? And by the way, who are you to be taking up the valuable time of the police department? These men and women are professionals. They're supposed to be out fighting crime. Stop interfering with police. And besides, didn't anyone else see this accident? Are you the only one who wants to provide information? Sure to do it when you ran over the last moment. So let them tell the police what happened. Well, what was it to do you were? There's no sense having two conflicting stories floating around about the same dumbass traffic accident.
Things are bad enough.
Now, let's have a little fun.
Seek common ground.
Fun. Let's have a little fun here tonight. Let's do the show that I was planning on right up till September 10th. And it starts by me explaining to you. I don't talk about myself very much.
On the great
now. Something else a lot of you are aware of. Those of you with illegal cable hookups will be aware of the fact that one of the things I like to do in my shows is complain. You know, it's kind of a motif for me, complaining. And of course, this weird culture we live in leaves you no shortage of things to complain about. Piece of material, like most good ideas, is fairly simple. It's just a list of people who are in Detroit.
Jesse, KG4, ZX, and a D, and everyone else that's listening, and Miss Laura, and to JPQ, and Mr. Marty, and to IRJ. I had two things. One, our local news media has played it over and over and over and over today. It's a conservative talk radio, and it is Sleepy Sloppy Joe is signing executive orders, but when you listen to him talk about the executive orders, he really is mumbling. And all of a sudden, his people start putting this press out. I mean, they are, come on, people, get out. They literally push the press out as they're trying to ask him questions about his executive orders. So, wow, the first day, this is the way it's going to work. They can't even let their own false news and fake news It's a photograph of Joe Biden with his American flag on his lapel. And I've been around the Secret Service before. They all have a Secret Service small pin. It's like a badge, but it's on their, let me see, that would be your left lapel. Directly behind Joe is an Asian man with a white mask and a black mask. And on his lapel is a square insignia with a star in it. So under the caption it says,
"Fuck you, Dad."
A CCP vice chancellor from the Chinese Communist Party. It is not a Secret Service person, because that is not the Secret Service's insignia. And
states
in this program,
he doesn't need to be in jail all day today.
And I mean, he is directly behind the president. So, this is just the beginning. I mean, again, we're the first day, and you just shake your head and go, "Dear God, please help us." So, with that being said, I've got a couple things for the other guys. So we can let people open. KG4 is getting the D, KAJY.
We have a son in public school who hasn't shot any of his classmates yet. Then there are people who aren't too proud of their children. We are the embarrassed parents of a little who at the age of 10 not only continues to wet the bed, but also shits on the school bus. Something like that on the back of the car might give the child a little more incentive, you know?
Watching the news because of the fact is we can't trust anything they say. So I just wanted to throw that in there. But I'm gonna reiterate something I want everybody to be aware of. I want everybody to call their congressman, their legislators. I want everybody to
do what we smash across the fence repeatedly with a piece of heavy mining equipment. These grown men who refer to their fathers as my daddy. You know,
to demand this. Don't ask for it. Don't quote it. Don't please.
Mr.
Mike, it's your turn, sir.
Here's another unfortunate packet you ought to be penciled in for a sudden visit from the angel of death.
Your turn, sir.
Well, we all understand the concept of the telephone.
Nothing heard.
You're talking to it. Excuse me, Bruno. Incoming call.
Oh, hey. It's for you.
Band has picked up any better or not, but make a transmission and let's see if we hear you.
Here's how I like a cuss-headed telephone thing. These self-important techno dicks who walk around with these hands-free telephone headsets and earpieces. Mr. Self-Important doesn't want to be too far from the phone in case Henry Kissinger calls.
Got the dollar on that last go-around. But we'll take it back to the top.
There's
so much in my brain that I would like to say, but...
answering machines. Starting with these people who think it's cute to let their children
record the outgoing message.
And you can't understand a word of it because the kid's a fucking imbecile.
Already has been taken away, you know, and that's a due process if you don't know it already. Just something to remember. Now, guess what they're coming after next?
Here's my
right after number one is number two. That's the only fragment that's holding this Constitution together right now.
I'm going to take out my huge ding dong and stick it right up the room. These are the same parents who are taking pictures of their children. Well, it is fun throwing the pictures away, isn't it? I don't even look at the fucking Christmas card. Who's this? Luann is 12 this year. Fuck Luann. Give a shit how old she is.
For the National Search and Rescue Agency. Power supplies and telecommunications were being restored. Thousands of people were left homeless. And more than 800 were injured, and more than half of them still received treatment.
Send me a picture of Luann's pit. Then I know just to compound your holiday pleasure, they enclose a family newsletter. News about people you can barely fucking remember. We're so proud of Brad, he's been accepted into dental school. Yeah,
in northern Turkey due to bad weather. Before breaking into two pieces and sinking, the neighbor...
Brad. Brad and everybody who looks like Brad.
Billionaire banking empire heir named Benjamin Rothschild.
Brad and everybody who looks like Brad. 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 Brad and everybody who looks like Brad.
Biden's affinity for Amtrak is well known because of his daily commute. Said that not all quivers kind of
thinking and jerking off too much.
Sure, thinking and jerking off too much.
Sure, thinking and jerking off too much. Associated Press initially.
Here's another bunch of genetic defects that have been turned loose on answering machines. Here's another bunch of genetic defects that have been turned loose on answering machines. Here's another bunch of genetic defectives who've been torn loose on answering machines.
Okay, we'll shoot it back up on you, Jesse.
Constitution. And in bold letters it says amateur and personal radio services, however, may not use to be commit or facilitate crime. The first word they keep on saying is amateur. like a bunch of people that have ham licenses are going to be doing these crimes. Though there are people with ham licenses that do commit other egregious acts, but they specifically say the word amateur in every one of the sentences first, which is really an insult as far as I'm concerned. Back to you, Mr. Jesse, KG4ZX Tennessee. Talking over it, KHLY.
Okay, well, thank you there, Bob, and yeah, that's good to know that we're being hammered now, so well, it was a matter of when it was going to actually take place, because yeah, I was anticipating this a long time ago. But you know, we have to stick together on this, and we have to try to stick to our guns and stay on top of this game, because they're not going to give up. This is only a beginning, so everybody out there needs to stay focused. Another real quick article in here that came out of Gateway Pundits is another Antifa problem in Portland. Wow, can you imagine that everything on the West Coast seems to be getting destroyed? Let's see. Portland Antifa smashes out windows of the headquarters of the Democratic Party of Oregon. How much you want to bet they'll blame that on the Republicans as well? Well, anyway, Antifa terrorists in Portland smashed out the windows, and they spray painted all kinds of vulgar expressions across the wall. So, go figure. You know, I wish they would have equal justice for all, just like the Constitution and the documents that our forefathers have presented upon us. And, you know, there's a two-tier justice system here, and it's unacceptable what's going on. And you know what? We got to make sure our voices is heard, and we got to start making sure that our politicians are held accountable for every one of their crimes of treason. So, something to think about. All right, let's see if Mr. Frank from Fishkill, you back with us, sir. W2GIO, how about it? Okay, I'm not hearing Mr. Frank. Maybe he'll come back here in the short. So, Mr. Moe, you on the frequency, KD0RSA.
KD0RSA, well, I'm just sitting here listening. I don't have nothing really to add, except Biden closed down the pipeline and closed down the work on the border wall. As far as I heard today, that laid off a few thousand people. That's going to be on welfare again, I guess. Back to net over. KD0RSA over.
Hey, Roger, Roger. Well, thank you there, Mr. Moe. And, yeah, your signal ain't as strong tonight as it has been in the past. I was hoping you'd come in booming with flying colors tonight, but the band is kind of crazy right now. Thank you, sir. God bless you for being there here on the Wednesday Night Liberty Net. Clear with KD0RSA, Mr. Moe. Let's back it up for a second. I want to see if I'm going to try to give Mr. Frank a little bit of time to get back to the microphone. If you're in there, Mr. Frank, W2GIO, if you got anything you want to add or you back monitoring, come on in. Let us know you're still listening. How about Mr. Frank from Fishkill? Come on in if you're still with us. Okay, I'm not hearing Mr. Frank right now. I guess he's still on standby mode. Hey, well, it looks like it's going back to the top again, and a lot of ground to be covering. A lot of interesting stories going to be coming out here in the next day or two, and I'm sure it's all going to be aimed toward us, supporters, I guess you could say. So let's just see and hang on to and just wait and find out what they're going to what their next plan of action is, because right now the only thing we can do is stand fast and hold our ground, because we're next, guys. Let's see, Mr. Larry, N4ROQ, what you got for the next round, sir?
I believe I'm going to have to bow out. I think I'm going to have to help my mom there, but I'll be back. I'll be back, Jesse, in for okay.
Okay, not a problem there, Mr. Larry. Drop back in when you get done, or if, I hope everything is okay over there. But, yeah, drop in when you can. Thank you for being here tonight, N4ROQ, Mr. Larry out of Tennessee, clear with you. And it looks like Mr. Bob, once again, what kind of action been going on up in your neck of the woods anyway? I heard some crazy reports up that way.
Well, nothing's going on exciting in this area of Akron and Cleveland, though I do have an insider at the Capitol, and she relayed that the fences and the Constantine wire was amazing at the Capitol. She said it was even difficult for her to get into work. However, the president-elect has signed an executive order canceling any more money to the border wall. But what did they put up at the Capitol? Borders and fences. Why? Why would you want to keep anybody out, over?
Well, you know, I've been trying to figure that one out for a while because, most of the protesters I've seen has been, peacefully.
Yeah, peaceful. That's like saying Pearl Harbor was a kind of peaceful protest, over.
That's exactly right. Well, you know, this is what they do. They took the funding from the border wall to build their own little wall so they could keep their prestige little suits all nice and wrinkle-free is what it was. But, you know, I'm still kind of shocked over one basic question that's been lingering in my mind there, Bob. And you know what it is? Why did they give every one of those National Guard, you know, the power of a U.S. Marshal?
Yeah, that was a little overkill, but I don't know. It's a very scary thing when you take our military and turn it on its citizens. So, fortunately, no shots were fired, but brings me back to May 4th, 1970 in Kent State when the National Guard fired. I don't blame them for Kent State. They were being pelted with rocks, with human crap, and there were shots fired, and they fired back. But it's disastrous when you bring the military upon the American citizens. I have an article here from that nasty Pelosi. God, I wish the Lord would take her breath away. House Speaker Nasty Pelosi is demanding that the acting defense secretary, Christopher Miller, immediately cease his plans to install a Trump loyalist as the National Security Agency's general counsel, calling the move highly suspecting and arguing its presence a disturbing disregard for the country's national security. Nasty Pelosi is a disregard for the national security. By the way, this was written on Tuesday. I quote, "I ask that you immediately cease plans to improperly install Michael Ellis as the new NSA general counsel," unquote. Pelosi wrote in a letter to Miller on Saturday. The California Democrat also said she is calling for a probe into the circumstances of the NSA general counsel selecting process by the department's acting inspector. It would be really nice if these jackasses that are called politicians actually did something for the American people and not always, you know, trying to screw us. That's all they do. The circumstances and timing immediately after President Donald Trump's defeat in the election of the selection of Mr. Ellis and his 11th hour effort to push this replacement in the last 3 days of his administration are highly suspect, the letter reads. Therefore, this placement should not move forward. Of course, we don't want anything that's not a leftist. The demand by Pelosi represents the most significant opposition to Ellis' appointment yet. Her letter came on the same day as the NSA said it was installing Ellis into the post, a move that Miller ordered NSA Director General Paul Newsom to carry out. Ellis, who works for the Republican Party, David Nunes of California, one of Trump's staunchest supporters, began joining the National Safety Council, was already facing opposition from the Democratic Senators Mark Warner and Jack Reed. The two also requested for investigations into the agency's selection process within days of Ellis being picked for the job. The agency's selection of Ellis is significant because the role of general counsel at the country's largest intelligence agency is a civil service position, not a political position, meaning it would be difficult for President-elect Biden to remove him. But again, we spend so much time screwing the American public. And if you don't agree with the leftists or the libtards, God help you. With that, I'll hand it back to you, Jesse. KG4ZX in the C, KHLY.
Okay, well, thank you, Bob. And, yeah, you know, this double-sided coin is, somebody's got to restamp it sooner or later, because we can't keep looking at the same side every dang way you turn it, you know. It's just ungodly. Well, thank you, Bob. Well, let's see if we have any late check-ins. So thank you, Mr. Bob, KHLY, and the Wednesday Night Liberty Net. Anyone else out there would like to check in and got a comment they would like to add? Come on in. This is KG4ZXC.
Whiskey 5, Romeo Mike.
Let's see. Whiskey 5, Romeo Mike.
Whiskey 5, Romeo Mike.
Good evening, sir. Name and location.
This is Randall in Texarkana.
Well, hello, Mr. Randall. And not too bad of a signal from Texarkana. Well, we're at the bottom of our list if you would like to add something to the rotation. Come on in and voice your opinion.
All right, sir. Appreciate it. Thanks for being there. Thanks for getting me down. Yeah, I was sitting here listening. Finally got tired of listening to the QRM there. But anyways, I just wanted to get out for the count. But, you know, I must say, I didn't catch who it was talking about the letter from the SEC. You know, well, that's... it's kind of peculiar, and I don't know, maybe that's an indication of what the FCC thinks we are, or where we stand with the FCC, I suppose. But, you know, being called amateur, I don't have a problem with that. I mean, you know, by definition, that only means we don't get paid. But anyways, God bless our troops. God bless all our men and women in uniform. God bless our first responders. I hope they all return home safely. And I hope everybody on the prayer list gets what they need. That's all I've got. Thank you, sir. KG4GSC, WW5RM.
Well, thank you there, Mr. Randall. And, yeah, God bless our troops. God bless our country. I keep telling everybody today, God save our country, because I tell you, we're overrun with infestation right now, and it's a heck of a process that we're having to deal with. You know, I don't think they make enough raids to take care of all the rodents we have in Congress, so nah, I'll leave it with that. Hey, this is KG4ZXC, clear with WW5, Romeo Mike. Thanks for being there, Mr. Randall. We'll come back around to you out of Texarkana. Not bad signal as well. I'm KG4ZXC, and we'll
take a quick pause and see if anyone else is in there.
Juliet Charlie Papa.
Juliet Charlie Papa. Let's see. Was that K89 Juliet Charlie Papa?
Roger, Roger. This is Brian Romeo Oscar November in Wisconsin. Go ahead.
Oh, good. Good evening, sir. And how are you doing?
Not bad for an old guy. Been blessed up to this point.
Hey, Roger, Roger.
Yeah, this is Jesse down here in Pennsylvania, and this is the Wednesday Night Liberty Net. You got anything you would like to add tonight, sir?
First time tuned in here, so I'll just stay back and listen. K9JCP.
Okay, well, thank you there, sir, and we appreciate you checking in with us there. What was the name up there in Wisconsin? I forgot to ask you.
This is Ron Romeo Oscar November, Ron.
Ah, okay, Ron. Well, nice to meet you, sir. Yeah, we're here Wednesday night at $2,200 and Saturday night at $2,200. And as long as... As long as we can, we'll keep the net going, and all your support is greatly appreciated, sir.
Try to get a clarification on the call letter.
Hi, well, let me clear with KA9JCP, and let's see, who was the other station?
I was trying to get a clarification on the gentleman's call because it does not come up on QRZ.
Okay, KA9JCP, did I mess your call up?
No, it's Q Alpha 9 Juliet Charlie Papa.
Okay, yeah, Bob was double-checking everything in the logger here, and, yeah, it was being a little stubborn coming up, I guess.
Well, I checked, and it's accurate tonight.
Hey, Mr. Ron. Hey, well, God bless you, sir, and, yeah, stick around. Maybe something good will come out of this, this net tonight. All right, let's see. This is KG4ZXC. Anyone else before we move it back to the top of the list?
Whiskey 7, Oscar Uniform November.
Whiskey 7, Oscar Uniform November. Well, good evening, sir. Gosh, I know exactly who this is. I just can't put the name to the call sign.
Oh, this is my first time on the Liberty Net. Name here is Billy, Bravo, India, Lima, Lima, Yankee. I'm in Marion, Kentucky, QSL.
Marion, Kentucky. Well, great signal coming out of Marion tonight there, sir, Mr. Billy. Anyway, first time you ever checked into the Liberty Net, huh?
Roger, roger. First time.
Well, I'll say it again. We're here every Wednesday and Saturday night, starting at $2,200 until we decide to call it quits. Good to have you aboard, sir. Would you like to add any comments before we go back to the top of the list?
Now, sir, I'll just stand by and listen and maybe make a couple of contacts depending upon traffic, and I'll just be standing by. W7OUN, back to net.
Okay, well, thank you, sir. W7OUN, clear with you, and appreciate you being there, Mr. Billy. And this is KG4ZXC. All right, let's send it up to the top and see if Mr. Larry is back. And if not, we'll pass it over to you, Mr. Bob. So N4ROQ, Mr. Larry, you back with us? Okay, Mr. Larry is taking a pause. All right, so Mr. Bob, K8JOY, what do you got for us on each other subject tonight?
Well, Jesse, KG4ZX and SC, I don't have another article printed out, but again, I was watching Newsmax, and it talks about the over 74 million Americans that did vote for President Trump and how that they are compared to terrorists, because we need to be reprogrammed, which again, it's back to that cancel culture. Just because my opinion doesn't match the libtards, I'm supposed to be canceled. That's not the way it's supposed to work. And by saying that, definitely is not unity and unifying this country. It is definitely keeping us separate, making it so we're suspicious of what they're doing, which we know that they're going to be doing some pretty bad things again. Good old Hunter Biden, he was present at the inauguration, and I understand there was less than 2,000 people there. Had that been former President Trump, there would have been 100,000 people there to watch the inauguration. So, I don't know. Pray, keep your powder dry, and be ready for something disruptive to happen. Back to you, Jesse. KG4, ZXNC, KHOI.
Okay, well, thank you there, Mr. Bob. And, yeah, that brings me back to another article I was going to bring up earlier, and I messed around and got sidetracked on it because of the other stuff going on. you can only read so much stuff and try to focus on one particular thing, but it's just overwhelming. And you know, half of it's just pure garbage in my book. I mean, the real news is yet to be seen, I'm sure. Well, anyway, this is off Gateway Pundit. The inauguration of the 46th fake president of the United States. I added fake because I know this guy did not get elected, and I know it, and nobody's going to convince me otherwise. Well, anyway, the story goes into this. It says Joe Biden's inauguration video was so unpopular that it is now unlisted on the White House YouTube channel. The video got 322,000 views. 322,000 views. Wow. And that's more than 14,000 downvotes to 3,600 upvotes. That's how unpopular this guy is. The comments are also turned off to prevent people from trolling senile Biden in this report. But we're expected to believe Joe Biden got the most votes in U.S. history. Boy, yeah, we all know where that went. Virtually no one showed up to see senile Joe slur his way through the swearing. Biden had 10 times as many military men and women protecting his inauguration today like they do in any lawless banana Republican. A sparse crowd gathered on BLM Plaza to listen to Sleepy Joe in his speech, but the media wants us to believe it's Biden mania. Well, anyway, I've seen pictures of it, and let's see, I think Mark Levin covered that there was only 2,000 people in total out there for Biden. So, and 80 million people voted for him. Wow, what can you really say with that? Well, we all know what can be said. We've been robbed, ladies and gentlemen. This is what has been going on for way too long, and it needs to stop. And the only thing we can do is, in recourse, is to start fighting back against these tyrants and start doing our own work and start getting our people to impeach these individuals that did not follow this president. And a lot of other actions need to be taken. But I'm getting T-shirts printed up, and I'm going to rock it on T-shirts that my vote was stolen, and that's and I'm gonna start giving T-shirts away before it's said and done. All right, this is KG4ZXC in the Wednesday Night Liberty Net, just coming up on 2300 hours, and let's see if anybody else. W2GIO, Mr. Frank out of Fishkill. I'm gonna see if you're still with us, sir. Mr. Frank, if you're still there, you want to throw out a comment, come on in.
I'll use his turn.
Say again, Bob.
I have a quick one, and I'll use it place of Frank's turn.
Okay, roger, roger. Yeah, my microphone is very sticky. I've been trying to work on polishing up the trigger assembly on it, and it does not like whatever I'm doing. It just keeps sticking. So it looks like I'm going to be investing in a new mic here. Let's see. Nothing heard from Mr. Frank out of Fishkill. So let's see. KD0RSA, Mr. Moe out of Great State of Nebraska. What you got for the final round of the Liberty Net?
KD0RSA, Moe out here. Anyway, it's a sick day as far as I'm concerned. I don't know if I'm being heard, but anyway, I don't know just what to do about it right away. I got an NRA magazine today, and the magazine is saying something about that Biden better leave a Second Amendment alone. And they did start leaving it alone a couple weeks before election, but that's what the NRA magazine was saying. I just got it today, and the magazine itself is only about half as thick, it seems like, as usual, so I don't know if they've lost some advertisement or what, but I'll send in my donation soon. To kind of help them along. If it does, if everybody would send in a little donation, I'm sure they'd survive. So we'll see what happens down the road. KD0RSA, back to Jesse, over.
Okay, well, thank you there, Mr. Moe. And since you got the magazine, is it official? Did the NRA move to Texas there, Mr. Moe?
That it did not say. It did not. I haven't, of course, I haven't read it all together yet. But just what I have read, it did not say that. But that's what I heard on the ham radio. And I don't know why they would want to stay in New York, because that bunch up there was suing them every morning or every night for their insurance that they was trying to furnish for people that had guns. So I don't know why they would stay up there. I'm sure eventually they won't, but I would bet that they did move. KD0RSA.
Okay, very good there, Mr. Moe. Yeah, I just wasn't sure. I've listened to a little bit of it here and there, but with my work ethics and my routine around here, so over exerted here that I don't keep up with as much as I should. Hey, thank you, Mr. Moe, and thanks for being there tonight. Always good to hear you say, sir. KD0RSA out of Nebraska, that's Mr. Moe. I'm KD4ZXC out of the great state of Pennsylvania, the fraudulent state of Pennsylvania, the voter fraud, I ain't gonna say the capital, but I'm gonna say, hey, it's a voter fraud state of Pennsylvania, and I'll leave it at that. Thanks, Tom Wolf. Well, anyway, this is KG4ZXC. Let's see, finished up with Mr. Moe. Let's take it back down to Mr. Randall, see if he's got anything he would like to add to the conversation tonight. WW5, Romeo Mike, you still with us?
Oh, yes, sir. Thanks, Jesse. No, nothing much here. Just enjoying, the QSO and topics and everything, enjoying the net. Everybody have a good evening. And, like you said, God bless America. This is WW5RM.
Hey, well, I appreciate that. And, you can't get any patriotic than that, man. Hey, while I'm thinking of it there, Mr. Randall, what's the best place in Texas to live if I had to move from up here?
Oh, goodness gracious. Well, it all depends. If you enjoy trees. That'd be east or north Texas. If you don't mind the desert, then that'd be kind of south or and west. USL.
Hey, Roger, Roger. Yeah, well, I spent more time in the desert than I ever wanted to, so I'm gonna leave that part out. But I'll consider that north east area for sure, because it don't look like things are gonna get any better here in Pennsylvania anytime soon, especially with this crazy governor and this transvestite being a spokeswoman or person or whatever it is. It's one of them transsexual individuals, and you know what? They splatter that dude all across the dude. Yeah, it looks like an ugly dude with a witch's costume. But anyway, that's beside the point. They splattered the picture across TV screens left and right up here, and it's amazing. Hey, thanks to there, Mr. Randall, and take care. God bless. Whiskey 5, Romeo Mike, clear with you. KA9JCP, you still with us, sir?
Yeah, not much more to add, so still listening, KA9JCP.
All right, well, good to know that you're still here monitoring and listening in. Hope you are encouraged to come back. We always enjoy new comments. It doesn't have to be of the nature we're discussing tonight. It could be anything for that matter. But good to hear you, Mr. Ron, and we'll move down to the bottom of the list, because everybody kind of the QRM kind of drove a lot of people out because they couldn't hear. W7OUN, Mr. Billy out of Marion, Kentucky. How you still copy me over there?
Oh my goodness, you're 5'9 for certain. Beautiful audio and booming signal in here tonight. No, it's ironic I stumbled across this net. I've found a few, now that I'm finally able to enjoy 80 meters, that are Patriot geared. And I didn't watch it. I did not watch the inauguration. I have my own thoughts and won't go into too much other than about all we can do now is just pray. I mean, that's really about it. A lot of uncertainty. The business that I'm in, I travel, I work for a telecommunications business, and there's still a lot of concern about what the job market's going to do, what the economy's going to do. There's just a lot of crazy theories, and you know, as fast as they're going to print this money and give it away to all the migrant folks flocking just basically in huge caravans, I don't know. Like I said, I'd like to consider myself conservatively moderate. I understand people want to make a better life for themselves, but there ought to be some just good common sense about the right, quote, legal way to do things, and I don't see what's wrong with that. But again, I don't view it from a liberal's perspective. No offense, maybe someone can explain it better, but for me, it's, you know, all this stuff just pushed and crammed down our throats, from BLM to reparations and everything. I have plenty of African American friends, colleagues, and coworkers. And to my knowledge, none of them, you know, despise me for being white, nor am I apologetic for being white. I don't think about, you know, my parents, grandparents, as far as I know, no one in my family or my in-laws ever owned slaves, promoted slavery, or is racist by any means. I think that's terrible to be that way. And I thought we were making a lot of good progress. But you know, the liberal agenda, they had to fan those race war flames and, you know, critique Trump over some stupid virus that, in my opinion, was probably created in a lab in China. And who knows, Hunter and the rest of them may have been in on that many years ago. But again, I'm rambling on here. I'll just say 73s, to reiterate what the other gentleman said, pray for everyone, and I guess that means including the president, that better judgment and good God-driven morals and discipline will reign versus the extreme agenda that has been presented to us. With that, everyone stay safe, stay warm, enjoy ham radio. Thank goodness we still have that to enjoy. 73, it's a pleasure meeting you, everyone on the net, and I hope to catch you guys maybe tomorrow, or, well, not tomorrow, but at least every Wednesday. So Net Control, KG4ZXC, this is W7OUN. Turn it back to Net Control. 73 is all.
As long as you give all those illegals a handout, you've got control of them.
And 4OQ.
Okay, I got you in there, Larry.
Hi, Mr. Billy,
and thank you, sir, for them fine comments, and yeah, we do need to pray, because that's what started this whole problem. They started taking God out of our schools, out of our, we have been put under these lockdowns where people haven't been able to go to church, and it's just being everything possible to destroy our faith is what it is. But you know, you made a good point on different occasions there, and you know, common sense says a lot, and where these people get this ideology that they have to be in charge of somebody or in control of somebody, I never gathered anything from that concept. You know, it's almost virtually impossible for me to comprehend why somebody can't leave somebody else alone to do their own thing without being subjected to scrutiny. But, you know, that's the way people are. They're just power tripping. And that's what we have in Congress today. Thanks, Mr. Billy. God bless you, sir. And come back when you can. W7OUN, clear with him. Mr. Billy out of Marion, Kentucky. Clear with you, sir. Sorry about that. And let's move it to the top. Then, wait a minute. Stand by, Larry. Did I hear another check-in? Somebody else trying to check-in call now.
Well, no, Jesse, I just was making a comment that you passed out all that illegal money or that misrepresented money to all the illegals, and that way you have control over them. And by the way, thank you for the Pennsylvania Department of Health nominee to the government.
Yeah, do you believe they actually hired that transvestite?
Yeah, President-elect Joe Biden has nominated a transgender. So it's a guy with a schmeckle, and he's dressed up like a woman. And he's an ugly woman with a long blonde hair. And he is the Secretary for the Health, the Department of Health and Human Services for the U.S. government. The nomination is Dr. Rachel Levin, who is a male but identifies as a woman. And it was approved to be the first openly transgender official to be confirmed in the U.S. Senate. Again, why do you have to shove that in my face? If he wants to walk around with a bra and a pair of panties, so be it. But it's like we're supposed to just be so excited that this transgender. And what I like is when Pennsylvania said, move all your old people into nursing homes, he moved his mother into a motel because it was unsafe to have them in a nursing home, of which a half of Pennsylvania's deaths from alleged COVID-19 were nursing home deaths. So I had to throw that out before you went to Larry. Thank you. KJY.
Okay there, Bob. Well, you couldn't have said it any better. I mean, this is our contribution to society. This is what Pennsylvania has to offer. No wonder there ain't nobody lives in the state anymore. Everybody's moving out just as quick as they can too anymore. And I'm looking to do the same thing. Thanks, Bob. KJOY. Who's the other station before I go to Mr. Larry call now?
Hey, W2GIO, call back in again. I had a phone call I had to pay attention to for the last hour, so I couldn't call in.
Okay, no problem there, Mr. Frank. If you, on the list would be Mr. Larry coming up next. If you won't wait till after Mr. Larry, I'll come back to you, sir.
That's perfectly fine. I'll get myself ready if I have something.
Alright, sounds good there, sir. And that's Mr. Frank out of Fishkill. Good golly. What'd you do to the logger there, Bob? I done lost his call sign. Alright, well, let's take it up to the top, Mr. Larry, N4 ROQ. You're on deck, sir. Take it away.
Okay, thank you, Jesse. I found a good article on the internet regarding the Navy is to deploy destroyers with new laser attack weapons. Navy destroyers will soon be armed with high-powered precision 60 kW laser weapons that can track and incinerate attacking drone targets at sea, bringing new at the speed of light attack technology to maritime warfare in new ways. Lasers have been operational for years as the Navy's laser weapon system, LAWs, was deployed on the USS Ponce several years ago. However, the service has for many years been working with industry partners to further refine, sharpen, strengthen, and power scale newer laser weapon technologies. Now, this is some of Trump's modernization, as he's really modernized the military. One of them, called high-energy laser, with integrated optical dazzler and surveillance. That's HALOS, H-E-L-I-O-S, will soon be arming U.S. Navy Arleigh Burke-class DDG-51 Flight 11 destroyers. A Rear Admiral Boxall, B-O-X-A-L-L, the Navy's former director of surface warfare, previously indicated HALOS, H-E-L-I-O-S, would go on the USS Preamble, a move which the Navy expected to happen earlier or later this year. The speed and technical advances of Navy laser systems were highlighted in a recent Chief of Naval Operations NAV plan strategy document, in which CNO Chief of Naval Operations Admiral Michael Gilday writes that the service is on pace to deploy new, highly capable lasers ahead of rival nations. We will complete fueling of high-powered directed energy weapons systems our fleet needs to prevail in a near-peer fight before our adversaries achieve the same capabilities, the CNO now NAV plan states. So this is wonderful that we're able to get these type of weapons on these military ships out there at sea. So glad to hear that. Here's some more, another article about it. It says the Lockheed-built weapon is now operational and has been delivered to the Navy following years of development. HALOS is slated to be integrated on destroyers later this year, following a series of ongoing testing at Wallops Island, Virginia. So it's good to see some of these lasers getting on these destroyers and different ships out there. One other article, and this is regarding the lockdowns. All federal prisons were put on lockdown in the United States, have been placed on lockdown with officials aiming to prevent any potential violence that could arise behind bars. As law enforcement prepares for potentially violent protests across the country in the run up of the president-elect Joe Biden's inauguration. The lockdown in more than 120 Federal Bureau of Prisons facilities took effect 12 a.m. Saturday, according to an email to employees from the president of the union representing federal correctional officers. In light of current events occurring around the country and out of the abundance of caution, a decision has been made to secure all the institutions of Federal Bureau of Prisons, said the lockdown decision is precautionary, no specific information led to it, and is not in response to any significant events occurring inside facilities. To avoid backlash from inmates, the lockdown was not announced until after they were locked in their cells Friday evening. So
Thank you, Jesse. Probably this will be my last. I appreciate it. Enjoyed the net and good to hear a lot of people checking in tonight from KG4ZC on the Liberty Net. This is N4ROQ back
then. Okay, before you run off, Mr. Larry, I got one question. That laser weapon that they're putting on these ships, do they make pocket versions?
No, but the aliens do. And that's where they get all these laser weapons. But I've got to go check on them. She's not feeling too good. So thank you, Jesse. And for you.
Hey, very good, Larry. And say hello to Mom for me. And God bless you guys. And thanks for being there. Always a pleasure hearing from you. Hey, this is KG4ZXC, Jesse, here in the great state of Pennsylvania. And let's see, Mr. Good gosh. Mr. Frank, stand by. I'm going to hand it over to Bob since he's next on the roster there. And you're on deck, sir. So, KJOY, Mr. Bob, out of Ohio. Take it away.
I do not have anything else for you tonight, Mr. Jesse, so I will let you give it to Frank since he missed several of his turns. Over.
Hey, sounds good. Then, always good to have some different point of views, and I'll tell you what, it keeps the old head right when you're overloaded with all this crap news anymore. It's good to hear from actual individuals out there that see it and hear it and have a lot of comments to say about it. Thanks, Bob, K-8-J-O-Y. So, Mr. Frank, out of Fishkill, New York, W-2-G-I-O. Come on in, sir.
Yes, W-2-G-I-O. Well, I'm coming in, but I'm not staying too long because I really haven't done much homework. I was kind of taking a sabbatical. I was hanging out with my 12-year-old girl that I mentored today and enjoying the innocence of a 12-year-old girl and not having to talk about politics. And we were busy doing a puzzle and she was getting ready for her taekwondo class. So, to me it was like, okay, take a breath and take a breather and relax a little bit. So I didn't do any homework, but that's okay. I just had a really good conversation with a young lady that I was out in down in Washington with and this last week, and we got some fill-in from her. I'm just going to relax and not think about it too much. So, not much information for me today. I'm just glad I'm here and I woke up today. And hey, and the good news is that God loves us. So there you go. W-T-G-I-O.
Well, you know what, Mr. Frank? I've been staying away from this news for some time just because you will get overload real quick. And, that's great that you spend some time with family. I think everybody should try to step back away from this because, you know what, before I forget, I'll finish my comment there, but we all need to step back from this boob tube and don't give these people any type of audience, because they look at Fox News, they're crashing, CNN, I think they had 15 million viewers between all the networks within the last 24 hours, 15 million viewers, I think, is all they got, but within the last 24 hours. So there you have it. I mean, the news networks are failing us. You can't get no accurate news anymore. It's all propaganda. And the best thing we can do is turn them off and let them lose their revenue, because that's where we need to hit these people hard, in their wallet. That's the only thing these people understand, is if you cut them off. Just like this fake book and Twitter, Jack Dorsey, I tell you what, I can't stand that guy, but, he's losing money left and right. I just wanted to reiterate on that. Him and his buddy Amazon, Bezos, that's another
another good one that's losing money. And let's see, who's Zuckerberg? Yeah, everybody needs to forget them people and let them drop down to nothing, because without you promoting it, they do not exist, and then they can't stifle us. All right, with that being said, this is KG4ZXC, clear with WTZIO. Thank you, Mr. Frank. Great to have you aboard tonight. Mr. Moon, KG0RSA, what you got for the final round here, sir?
KG0RSA, Mo down here in Nebraska. Well, what you say is really true, but also it's been going on for several years. They've been putting a good Lord on the back burner, and when this country quits helping Israel, it's going to get a lot worse than it is now. That's just a known fact that we have had protection from the Lord up till now, but once we quit helping Israel, the protection will be withdrawn. I do hope that the good Lord supports and blesses the believers and do whatever with the rest of the bunch. Anyway, all you fellows got sons coming up, if you do, or grandsons, keep them out of the service and let the Democrats do the fighting. Because they're going to start another war someplace, and it won't take them long to do it. That's my opinion, of course. So I'll just leave it at that and say thank you, Jesse, and thank you, Mom. KG0RSA, back to that over.
Okay, well, thank you there, Mr. Moe, and, you know, God bless you, sir. And we appreciate everything you bring to the table. Good to hear you, sir. And your signal's picking up quite nicely, so I guess the band is starting to get a little bit long. So, Mr. Moe, 73 for now. I hope to hear you on the net in the morning. KG0RSA, Mr. Moe out of Nebraska, clear with you. W5, Romeo Mike, what you got to sum it up for the evening?
Oh, nothing much. Just sitting here enjoying the net. Agree with everything everybody's saying. Man, I tell you, it's in a sad state of affairs. But anyways, thanks for being here. Thanks for getting me down. W5RM.
Alright, no problem there, Mr. Randall. Well, God bless you, sir, and you take care down there in Texarkana, and hopefully I'll be seeing you guys sometime soon if things keep going the way they're going. So, WW5, Romeo Mike, out of Texas, out of Texarkana, Mr. Randall. Thank you, sir. God bless. And come back when you can. Always glad to have you here on the Liberty Net. KA9JCP, out of Wisconsin. Mr. Ron, what you got for the 73 round here on the Wednesday night Liberty Net?
Well, I see that Billy, who is right below me on Netlogger, Whiskey7OUN. I just worked him earlier tonight on another 80-meter net. So hello to Billy, and not sure if he's still on frequency or not, but just a quick hello. And thanks for running the net, Jesse. I'll try to check in the future. But 73 for now, KA9JCP. Thanks, Jesse.
Well, thank you there, Mr. Ron, and it's been a pleasure talking with you. And, yeah, I hope to hear you again here soon. So come back whenever you can. Always a spot for you here, sir. I was looking at the wrong one. KA9JCP, out of Wisconsin, Mr. Ron. God bless, 73. And let's move it down to W7OUN. What you got for the final say of the Knights of Liberty Net, Mr. Billy?
Okay, if that was you in there, the van has taken a fade on you. If that was you, Mr. Blee, W7OUN, try it one more time. Okay, I lost Mr. Billy out of Marion, Kentucky. That was Whiskey 7OUN. Hey, well, ladies and gentlemen, it is going to be the close of the Wednesday night Liberty Net. I'd like to thank each and every one of you guys that has checked in tonight. N4RQ, K8JOY, Mr. Marty, N2JTT, Miss Laura, and N2IRJ, Mr. Marty, our net manager, of course, out of Pennsylvania, is Pennsylvania. I'm getting amnesia here. Mr. Moe, God bless you, sir, out of Nebraska, KG0RSA, WW5, Romeo Mike, out of Texas. Thanks for being there, Mr. Randall, and Mr. Ron, KA9er, Juliet, Charlie, Papa. Good to hear you, sir, and God bless. W7OUN, out of Marion, Kentucky, Mr. Billy, thank you, sir. And I'd like to go ahead and close the nice Liberty Net, and we thank each and every one of you. And Mr. Vic, W1WCR, if you're out there listening, sir, God bless you, sir. I hope to hear you again soon here on the net. Bob, do you have anything to wrap it up?
No, sir, just that you got a sticky microphone. I like when you said whoops. But thank you, everybody. And Mr. Moe, I really agree with you. It's only a matter of time before this administration gets us into a war. Over.
Roger, roger.
Well, thank you, guys. And Mr. Bob, I will see you Saturday night. And if you need anything in between, and thanks for running the logger tonight with my poor internet here. It's been flaky all evening. So thank you, sir.
You're very welcome. I even save it, so I keep it in a file under LibertyNet, so I have it for the future.
Excellent. Sounds good. Well, I'll work on that this week, and hopefully we'll have some good information for everybody Saturday night. Until then, we meet again. This is KG4ZXC, and God bless each and every one, and God bless America. 7-3 is all.